Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, 9th verse. Ko griheshu puman saktam. Atmanam ajitendriya. Sneha pashaya sithaya bhatam. Utsaheta vimochitam. Translation. Who is the person who is too much attached to household life on account of being unable to control the senses and liberate himself because he is bound up very strongly with the rope of affection for the family, namely wife, children, relatives, etc.?
Ko griheshu puman saktam atmanam adhitindriha. The point is discussed how one can get out of the bondage of material existence, vimochitam. But people do not know that this is my business. How to get out of this entanglement? They do not know even what is that entanglement. Such foolish civilization is going on. And they are passing as scientists, philosophers, big politicians. But do not know what is the aim of life. The aim of life is vimochitam. We are spirit souls, eternal, na annate hannamani sarire nitta sāsvatoyam. They do not know. At the present moment, almost everyone, 99.9% people, they do not know what is our problem and how to get out of it. They do not know. Ignorance, stupidity, mura, nati vidhu sattagatin vishnu durasayaji bahirathamanina. Again the same thing. Isatantra urdami badhya. We are bound up, hands and legs, by the tantra, shackles or rope of nature or God. We are not free. Isatantra badhya. We are not free. Still, we are trying to excel the Supreme Personality of God. The modern scientists are very much proud that they have advanced very much so that there is no need of talking about God. This is the material theory. So many wonderful things are going on. They cannot explain you how things are going on. And still they are proud of scientific advancement and declare there is no God. This is foolish civilization. Narāgama. Namāma diskidanam mūrha. And they are engaged in sinful activities to solve the population. Janma. Janma means to get up badly. They are killing. That means increasing problems. They do not know that for a fact that by this killing process they are increasing the problem of life. So, what is due to This is due to sneha pathai vira bhagyam. We are bound up by the shackles of nature, and it is due to our attachment for material existence. Attached. And we have to undo this attachment. Vairag. Undo this attachment means vairag. Detach. That is the thing necessary. So, how we become detached? We are so much attached. How we can become detached? That is also given, the process is given in the Bhagavatam. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yogam Prayojitaha. If you engage yourself in executing devotional service to Vasudeva, Vasudevi Bhagavati. Vasudeva means the Supreme Personality of God. Most popular. Bhagavati, Bhagavan means the most popular. Full six times of opulence. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. Rather than you cannot become liberated by any other means except bhakti. That is bhakti. Bhakti vāma vijānāti. Javāna jasthāna. Krishna said, you can simply become liberated by the bhakti process. There are many processes, accepting those are they are also different processes. But nothing is powerful except the process enunciated by God Himself, Krishna. He says, Bhaktyāvāma vijāna javāt yastāmitam. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam. That is the task. And Bhakti Yoga means Vairagya Yoga. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explains this verse. In connection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities, so who is this personality? So he explained, he composed 100 verses in with reference to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Some of them are available, mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, first of all, attacking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Karma Bhakta says that this movement, the support consciousness movement, enunciated by, inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is this? The Vairagya Vidya. This is the instruction or lesson or education, vidya, education. It is vairagya vidya, detachment education. It is not attachment education. Material education means attachment education. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, jaro vidya sa mayar vaibhav. Our attachment for this material world, it is maya, illusion. Maya sukhaya bharamo bahato vimula. This material happiness is made by maya. And they are making God their paradise. These fools understand Maya Sukhaya. Paramodhu Bhagavad Gita. They are making God their paradise. Why? Because they are Bimura. All rascals. Why rascals? They are scientists. They are philosophers. That's how life. But after making all these arrangements, you are under the clutches of Maya. You are not free from the clutches of Maya. So, why you are wasting time in this way? You did not make any solution or any assurance that whatever you are creating for enjoyment, you will be able to enjoy. No, that's not possible. That is not. If you are constructing big roads, motor cars and skyscraper buildings, but there is no assurance that you will be able to enjoy, that is not possible. At any moment, finish. Your skyscraper building, your big road, your big motor car, it will remain where the manufacturer, and you have to leave. That is the Munarsi. This is called Mura. Mura. Lavijanati. They are afraid of death. But on account of foolishness, they declare, oh, we don't do. We are not afraid of death. They are afraid. So, actually, we should not increase our foolishness. Human life is meant for utilizing our intelligence. That is human life. Instead of utilizing intelligence, if we increase our foolishness, that is the wrong type of civilization. That is not actual civilization. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very kindly inaugurated this civilization, Krishna consciousness, the same thing as it is confirmed in the Vedas, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayodhita Janayati Yasu Vairagya. Ask very soon. The examples are here. You are Europeans, Americans. You are attached to so many things, but because you have taken the Krishna consciousness, means Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. This, you have come to Vrindavan to worship Vasudeva Krishna, or in your country we have established so many temples. In account of being engaged in the devotional service of Vasudeva, although you are young boys and girls, you have given us so many nonsense. This is called Vrindavan. This is called Vaira, Vityas. Meditating is the general life of Europeans and Americans, but at the present moment, if somebody offers millions of dollars and he requests you that you take some meals with me, I think he is denied. This is called Vairagya. I am actually saying, our Lord Muni was sent to his father. I advised him that your father has big business. Just take it for Krishna consciousness. So father was very glad, his father. But he offered meat. And when he said, father, daddy, I cannot take meat. Then the father became angry. He drew me out. Hiranyakashipu was his father. So he came home, came back. The young man, father's property, he refused to take it. So this is Gujarat. And the whole Krishna consciousness movement means Vairagya Vidya, the education of Vairagya. Detached. Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And he wants to teach the people this Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga. As Krishna, he commanded, just give up all this nonsense and nonsense. Sarva dharma paritajya. Māve kam sarva. Just surrender unto me. That is good for you. I shall save you from the reaction of the sinful activity. Material life means simply sinful activity. Simply. Even though there is some covering of pious activities, that is also sin. Here in this world, it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Dvaitri Bhadra Bhadra Sakali Sama. Dvaitri means in this world of duality, Bhadra and Amadra. We have manufactured so many things. He said, this is very good and this is bad. Bhadra avadra. Bhadra means good and avadra means bad. But Chaitanya Charitamrita Kar, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he said that these good and bad concocted, they are neither good nor bad. It is the same thing, material. Dvaitri Bhadra Bhadra Sapalisa. Then how things are going on, this is good, this is bad. Now, ehi bhala, ehi mandra, sama mana dharma. This is mental construction. In the material world, there cannot be anything good. It is bad. If there is real good, man, that is spiritual world. Shuddha Sattva. Satova is the material part, that is three gunas. Of which Satova is accepted as very good, the mode of goodness. But above this mode of goodness, there is Shuddha Satta, pure goodness. Goodness is goodness. No, this goodness is polluting. With ignorance and passion. Therefore we see in the material world a person very good. But yesterday morning we were discussing about Brahma. Very good, but sometimes he is also polluted. Therefore it is not pure goodness, this material. If there is goodness, it is not pure. There is always a chance of being polluted by the other base qualities, ignorance and passion. The real cannot be pure goodness. Pure goodness is Krishna consciousness platform. Devotion. If you keep yourself rigidly on the platform of devotional service, then you are pure goodness. And as soon as you are slack, immediately the other two base qualities will attack you. Therefore it is very difficult to keep pure goodness. Let me take for example, goodness is Brahmana. How at the present moment the Brahmana, the hereditary Brahmana by birth, how they have fallen on account of attack of these base qualities, And they're trying to keep their Brahminical platform in spite of being polluted by the other two base qualities. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author's statement that ei bhalo, ei mondo, sab monosab. Even if you are raised to the Brahmana quality, there is always chance of falling down. So therefore you have to keep always in the transcendental platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Patrata Sila. Even from Brahma Bhuta platform, one falls down. One who is already mixed or merged into the Brahma, they fall down. Arunca Krishna Parama Padama Tapara Patam Ti Allah. Why? Anadita Adishmatangraya. Unless one is very lazy devotee, if he has approached the other teacher, namely the Brahma teacher, Brahma Paramatma and Bhagavan, so he falls down. Very, very. And why? That is this attachment. Sneha pasai drahi bhajam. Drahi bhajam. That I was citing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. Jaro vidyasa mayar mai bhav. Tomar bhajane badha. Anitta samsare moha janmaiya jeev ke poroye gadha. Gadha means Ustakara. So we Ustakara. So the so-called advancement of civilization means the living entity is always compared as an ash, murha. So, instead of becoming intelligent by material education, one becomes more and more first-class ass. Because the more you become advanced in so-called material civilization, you forget God. Maya's business is to keep you always sleeping, forgetting God. This is Maya. This is Maya. The more you forget Krishna, the more you are under the influence of Maya. The Jaravidyas of Maya are Bhulva. If you increase your volume of material civilization, then more and more you forget God and you will be attached to this material. Mayavaya. So people are increasing more and more and becoming under the classes of Maya. That is, Janma Vetsujarabha. Classes of Maya means birth, death, old age, and disease. This is Maya's sacrum or rope. They do not care for this. They do not take into account that I am eternal. Na hanrati hanramani sarire. I do not die even after the destruction of this body. So why shall I suffer in this way, repeatedly birth and death, and that is also not only convenient, but very much painful. Today you are American or something, or Indian, but tomorrow if you become a tree in the American land, then what is your position? But they do not care for it, do not understand it. Therefore, this Maya Vaibhav. this advancement of material civilization is Maya Vaibhav. Therefore, the Vedic civilization is voluntarily accepting poverty, voluntary, with the king. They voluntarily accepted power. Proportion. Don't go to the park, very big, big, birth park and others. In Lord Ramacharya, there is recent history within 500 years. Rupa Goswami is the chief minister of the government of Bengal. Most popular position. Taptyakuramatishamandalapatisane. Divis and medical. Voluntarily accepting. Taptyakuramatishamandalapatisane sadakutsava. Oh, what is this nonsense position? Minister, opulent man. Kick it off. They are not fools, they're politicians. But why they kick it off? Then what they become? Hutyadina Ganesha Kaukarunaya Kaupina Kantas Tau. They become mendicant. So voluntarily accepting power. This is Indian civilization, this is British civilization. Not to increase material opulence, but to decrease. The more you decrease your privilege. And the Western countries, it will decrease. They do instruct them to decrease this nonsense activities. Robert Kraft civilization. They will say, oh, this is primitive. Primitive. This tendency is primitive. But actually, the primitive civilization, not primitive, that is very sober civilization, honor. Instead of increasing unwanted necessities, decreases. And that is the mother bhava. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhokare. Lokasya ajanato vidyan chakre sattata sanghita. The sattata sanghita bhagavat is there simply to decrease this unwanted so-called material civilization. It is very difficult to understand, but our Krishna consciousness movement is for that purpose. We are interested to construct a nice temple. But we are not interested to construct a very big skyscraper building for people generally. No. We should live very humbly. But for Krishna, we can, in India, you will find there are so many valuable temples which cannot be constructed at the present moment. You will see in this lava that the broken Govindaji's temple. It is not possible to construct such costly temples at the present moment. Even by spending crores of rupees, you cannot construct. But one who had money, they used it. It should be engaged for Krishna's comfort. This is bhakti. This is bhakti. For Krishna, see, Vrindavan means everyone is engaged. How to keep Krishna in comfort? This is Vrindavan. Not for personal comfort. All Vrindavan is engaged. Beginning from Madhav Yasoda, Namdama, the young gopis and the young cowherd boys. That is now. Krishna is the center. So, the more we become engaged with the view to give King Krishna the comfortable position, that is our thing of life, then we can be liberated. Real path is liberation. So we should not be very much interested for personal comfort, but the comfort of the superior Krishna, then it will be possible to get out of these material clutches. That is called Vairagya. Viraha path is Bandha. At the present moment, we are bound up by the laws of material nature. If we want to undo it, then we should love Vairagya. Vairagya vidya is bhakti yoga. Sikha tameka purusha purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya sarira bhag. Pipam buddhi chastamaham prapatti. This is Sarvabhauva's practice. If you want to get out of this material bondage, Vairagya vidya, then learn bhakti yoga. Vairagya vidya. And how to learn? Krishna himself is teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just see his Vairagya. At home, the most affectionate mother and the most beautiful young wife, Vishnu Priya, is now telling Kapta Sutusthata Suray Sitara Jala King, Dharmishtri Ajavatasa Jalada Adarandam, he becomes a man. In full young time, 24 years, having nice wife at home, very affectionate mother. They are very, mother and wife, they take care of very nicely. The home appears to be very, very happy home due to mother and due to wife. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has both of them. Not only that, he was a learned scholar, very influential in Navadvipa. He could gather 100,000 men by his order. So influential and so beautiful, so learned, everything. Sudhusthata Sureshita Rajana King. His opulence was very, very great, but he gave up. Takta, food. Similarly, the Goswamis also gave up their position. So this Krishna consciousness movement means Vairagya. To get detached. Don't increase attachment. Try to decrease attachment. Then you will be successful. Thank you very much.